The nearly 2-mile, $4.4 million earthen berm acts as a physical barrier, preventing Asian carp from jumping out of the Wabash River Basin and into the Great Lakes Basin. Betsy Yankowiak says that migration would be disastrous.
If they were to reach Lake Erie, they could devastate the $7 billion a year fishing industry.
Yankowiak is the director of preserves and programs for Little River Wetlands Projects, which co-owns Eagle Marsh. Eagle Marsh sits on the Continental Divide. It's the point that separates all the water that flows into the Wabash River and eventually the Gulf of Mexico from the water that flows into the Maumee River and Lake Erie. When water levels at the marsh are high, like after a heavy rain, carp can literally jump over the divide, entering the Great Lakes Basin. But the berm is more than a prevention measure. Local colleges and high schools will also be able to use the site as a research area. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.